Unit 4. Student Book page 159 and Workbook page 156. Listening. A TED Talk. TED Talks offer a daily video podcast of the best talks from TED conferences, where experts on a variety of subjects share their ideas on issues which are important to them. Today's talk is by Paula Anders, an expert on dolphins and whales. She wants to share with us the message that dolphins are trying to send to humans.
Today, I want to share with you my experiences with dolphins. I am a person who loves sea creatures, especially dolphins and whales. I also feel that they have a lot to teach us humans. Firstly, thanks to them, I learned how to swim. That's right. In the beginning, I didn't know how to swim. How is that possible, you may wonder? Well, when you hear my story, you will understand that anything is possible if you want it hard enough. My love for dolphins happened one day when I was watching a TV show about them and how clever they are. Then one day, some friends invited me on a trip to the Amazon River in South America. I jumped at the offer, even though I was a little nervous because I didn't know how to swim. But I wore a life jacket, and luckily, the water was calm, so I felt okay about getting in. The dolphins swam up to me, and their presence made me feel calm and loved. I immediately felt that they were trying to communicate with me, but in a completely different way from the way we humans do. For example, they understand what you are feeling when you swim with them. After that first experience with dolphins, I returned home and learned how to swim. I think it's a sensible idea, don't you? Then I decided that I must share my experiences with other people. Today, I take small groups of people out on boats to meet dolphins. When they enter the water, the dolphins wait until they feel that the people are calm before they approach them. There is a strong feeling of love and affection in the water when you swim with dolphins. They seem to read our thoughts. For example, a person may think, "I can't swim that fast. I wish you'd slow down." And the dolphin will slow down. It's really quite amazing. Dolphins are able to heal. Dolphins seem to sense if something is wrong with someone, and they send a special sound that we can't hear. The results are unbelievable. I took a 9-year-old girl who couldn't walk to swim with the dolphins, and now she is running around freely. In another case, a young Japanese girl couldn't communicate with anyone, and now she can't stop talking. One of the first things she said was, "Dolphins are gentle, aren't they?" But in the end, the most important message that dolphins are trying to send us humans, and the one that I want to share with you all today, is this. Dolphins are telling us to focus on the positive things in our lives and to ignore the negative things that have happened in the past. In the end, nothing else matters, as long as we are happy in our lives. And that is the message that I want you all to take home with you today. Thank you for listening.